Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On the morning of October 12th, unidentified gunmen attacked and killed three Senegalese peacekeepers participating in the joint United Nations African Union hybrid mission in Darfur, or UNAMID. One other peacekeeper from Senegal was injured. This attack comes just 2 days after a Zambian peacekeeper was brutally killed in a neighboring region of Darfur and brings to 13 the number of UNAMID peacekeepers killed this year. The United States strongly condemns unlawful acts against UNAMID personnel and calls on the Sudanese government to immediately investigate these malicious attacks and hold the perpetrators to account, said U.S. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki. On behalf of the American people, we express our deep condolences to the governments of Senegal and Zambia and to the families of the victims, she said. The State Department spokesperson said the U.S. is gravely concerned about the deteriorating security, human rights, and humanitarian situation in Darfur, which has resulted in the forcible displacement of over 300,000 persons this year. This is more than the total number of newly displaced persons in Darfur over the past 2 years combined. The United States calls on the Sudanese government and all rebel groups to engage without preconditions in an effective and inclusive political process to achieve a peaceful resolution to the conflict.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.